From CBS News Bay Area, this is the Morning Edition.
A treasure among trash. We introduce you to a man on a mission to make the Bay Area a more beautiful place.
You know, it isn't my job. You know, people keep telling me that. And I understand. But what's wrong with just having a little civic pride and helping out the community? People deserve a clean street.
And his work is catching on, how he's inspiring others to follow in his footsteps. Plus, a big line out the door for a heated meeting at Oakland City Hall. The debate over how to handle a budget crisis, as council members say there is no good option.
They're all horrible choices, and any of us, public, council members, anybody out there, in there, anywhere, that just complains about each of the choices and doesn't pick one, you know, that's not okay. We got to pick one. We have to pick one. We have no choice.
And taking a live look out towards the Bay Bridge, it is beautiful to start off the day, but the heat only going to rise over the next several, and I'll break down when and where you can expect it in just a bit.
Good morning, and thanks for starting your day with us. Today is Saturday, June 29th. I'm Max Darrow, alongside meteorologist Zoe Mintz. Zoe, I gotta say, ever since you've shown up in the Bay Area, I feel like the weather has been pretty nice.
I have to agree with that. It's been really lovely. It hasn't been anything too crazy. Not too hot, not too cold, just right, I like to say.
Last night, I think, was one of the most beautiful nights I have experienced in San Francisco
yes.
in a long time.
Did you do anything fun?
Yeah, I had a softball game. My intramural softball team, we won our game last night.
Heck yeah.
Big night. But again, just out there, I was expecting I'd need a jacket, and it was gorgeous.
Normally, you never say that. San Francisco, you always need a jacket.
You always bring one. You're learning quickly.
Yes, but we are looking at some warmer weather on the way, and that might include those evening temperatures as well. So comfortable conditions are going to stick around, at least for us in San Francisco and closer to the coast, but the heat will be on, especially further inland. But let's enjoy a quiet start to our morning. Let's take a look at our time lapse over the Bay Bridge. Just a little bit of fog rolling in early this morning before the sun rose. Now the sun rises well above the horizon. That is lifting a lot of the fog. We're expecting plenty of sunshine this afternoon and all weekend long. It's going to be quiet, calm, and sunny. Temperatures early this morning, mild. They're in the mid-50s all across the state, warming up into the low 60s across our inland East Bay areas. And those are the places that are really going to start to heat up over the next several days. Today, tomorrow, again, maybe just a couple of degrees warmer. It's not until Tuesday that the excessive heat watch does come into effect. And it actually lasts all the way through Friday. So next week, 4th of July, don't forget it. It is going to be very hot. So any outdoor plans you have, make sure you practice heat safety. I'll break down the details on how long this excessive heat's going to stick around coming up in just a bit. Max, back to you.
All right, we'll check in a little bit. Thanks, Zoe. It's been a tough few weeks for Oakland. And during a time when there is just a lot of uncertainty about the town's future, one man is trying to spread some civic pride. His name is Andy Wang. He's been picking up trash on his own time, not just in Oakland, but all across the rest of the Bay Area as well. And it appears that his mission to inspire and to make our home a beautiful place is catching on.
Utter shame.
Among all of the trash littering this Oakland street corner is a Bay Area treasure.
It doesn't have to be this way.
And his name.
We're all in this together.
Is Andy Wang. Andy makes his living as an engineer in Livermore, but he lives to beautify Bay Area communities.
Oh, I like making a difference.
Which is why on this day, he's on the corner of 17th and Brush Streets in Oakland, his work site for his unofficial job.
I just want to help out the community. Nobody deserves to live in an environment where there's trash and other disgusting things laying around.
Andy spends his free time cleaning up hot spots for illegal dumping throughout the Bay Area.
Up in San Jose, Hayward, Vallejo.
He does it 3 to 4 times a week.
Near Concord, Oakley.
Because it is a problem.
Milpitas.
Everywhere.
I've even found illegal dumping take place in Pleasanton. It's a whack-a-mole kind of problem.
He bags it up so the Public Works Department can pick it up safely and efficiently, notifies them, and moves on.
If I can help make the process a little easier for them so that we can tackle the solution together, we're going to see results.
And that is why he's out here. Andy is on a mission to find solutions.
You know, it isn't my job. You know, people keep telling me that. And I understand. But what's wrong with just having a little civic pride and helping out the community? People deserve a clean street.
Andy often shares before and after photos online because he wants to show people this is a problem that can be fixed with a collective effort. His thought process, maybe, just maybe, he'd be able to inspire others. Which is what brings us here, to Grizzly Peak in Berkeley.
And just seeing him doing this month after month after month, setting that example is really what got me out here doing this.
John Kirkham started the group East Bay Trash Pandas on a mission to clean up Grizzly Peak.
We've been working up here for about 6 months. We've pulled over 18 tons of litter and illegal dumping off the mountain.
As he and dozens of volunteers regularly clean up.
We just cleaned this a couple weeks ago, and it's already retrashed.
He says UC Berkeley and the city of Oakland need to step up by installing high-capacity trash receptacles, having regular cleanups, and blocking off problem spots for illegal dumping.
You know, I've got the motivation from Andy. Why not come out here and try and help my community?
I smile when I hear about that.
It's not hard to see Andy's contribution to society, but he wants to take it a step further.
And then I really am eager to work with cities, share my ideas on ways to prevent illegal dumping. You know, I've come up with some innovative like ideas and I really, really want to share them with cities.
21 bags and a whole lot of debris later.
So much better. I'm happy.
Andy has transformed yet another Bay Area street. You ask him why? He'll say, why not?
I'm just an average guy, just trying to help out as much as he can because I care and I want each and every city in the Bay Area to thrive.
A selfless person with the power to inspire a prettier picture of the place we call home.
The East Bay Trash Pandas have a big cleanup scheduled for July 4th weekend. If you want to get involved, head to our website, kpix.com, where you can learn more. Now to Oakland's budget crisis. The line to get inside City Hall stretched out the door last night. There were fireworks and plenty of people expressing frustration over how to handle the city's budget crisis. City Council members are considering proposals that could slash tens of millions of dollars from public safety funds and even cut other city programs as well. Meeting got heated at some points, and some city leaders did admit they don't have any good options.
They're all horrible choices, and any of us, public council members, anybody out there in there anywhere that just complains about each of the choices and doesn't pick one, you know, that's not okay. We got to pick one. We have to pick one. We have no choice. It's sad that people are yelling. Then starting in January.
Order in the chamber, one person speaking at a time. I would really like to respectfully ask everyone to allow the council members to present their proposals.
And when it came time for public comment, some disgruntled residents called out city council members. Some city workers also demanded better leadership. Listen.
Come on. I mean, you guys saw all this. You are driving this destruction.
Seems like we're always in a crisis. We need leadership. If we can't get it from the mayor, then we need it from you.
The city employees, all of us sitting here, we sacrificed.
So even though the city is under pressure to act quickly, council members did not vote last night. Say they will revisit the budget again next week. A Supreme Court ruling on Friday could have major implications on how San Francisco handles homeless encampments. The ruling is expected to make it easier for cities to clear encampments from sidewalks and underpasses. So we asked Mayor London Breed what we could see next.
This is not about criminalizing homelessness. You know, if people don't have a place to go, then that's a different story. But if we offer you a place to go and you say no and you are making life problematic for the people in those neighborhoods that you want to insist that you stay at, then that's a whole different ballgame. You're not going to be able to choose to live on the streets if we offer you a place to go. That's a different story.
Some critics say the ruling will give cities the green light to arrest more homeless people when they clear encampments.